Studies or something like that.
I guess the first word that comes to me is overwhelmed. All of the information, wonderful information, and my mind's just churning now with how to make sense of all of it. But it was very powerful, very good.
I'm thrilled that I came, and I can't wait for the morning.
My name is Rachel Levitt. I'm from California State University, Northridge. I'm a student there. And this conference, more than any other, kind of takes a step away from the theoretical, academic, and really tells you what it is that's going on in the world and what it is we need to change. And this idea that we could have a radical paradigm shift from exploitative, capitalistic kind of global monopoly on how we think, and to go towards one more equitable and more geared towards gift giving is really revolutionary, but also kind of, you know, we all kind of knew that to begin with, that that's how things probably should be. And one of the panelists, the opening night, brought up the idea that the way we have language, the words that we have and the meanings that they have, the way that we bring meanings to words and to concepts really reflects what it is that our society values and what it is that we don't value. So to be creating not only a new mindset, but new vocabulary to deal with the emerging globalization is probably the best thing that's happening this weekend amongst all these people.
Could it be what didn't interest me? I mean, that's really what it's about, I think, for me. So.
I really loved Elizabeth Satouris' presentation with the looking at kind of the whole of life and the evolution of biology on the planet, and looking kind of holistically at the being able to look at where we are in the process right now, and being able to see this as a phase that has something on the other side, that we can actually move toward a more natural economic model, move our economic model rather in rhythm with nature, which really is a gift economy and is based on abundance, not scarcity.
This is actually the first feminist conference or gathering that I've ever really participated in. And it's really interesting because I got really present to yesterday how proud I am to be a woman. And I know that may seem like an obvious thing, but just seeing the power of women and seeing women who are sourced by their power and actually looking to use that for good. So that's what I'm loving about the conference, and just having the opportunity to see, you know, what I can do in the same vein, how I can source my own power to generate something good.